WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the 1940s and 50s, a man named Moses Ash operated Folkways Records from a tiny office in New York City. His back catalog included one of the first and most thorough collections of folk music from around the world. The label has been reborn as Smithsonian Folkways and continues Ash's work. World music critic Milo Miles says their most important contribution so far is an ambitious series on the music of Indonesia.
When people think of Indonesian music at all, they most likely think of the large percussion and gong ensembles known as gamelans. These very elaborate groups are really more like local classical orchestras in this country, and on a day-to-day basis, Indonesians listen at least as often to other kinds of music. Some of those styles are collected on Volume 2 of the Smithsonian Folkways series, which is Popular Music, Kroncong, Dangdut, and Langgam Jawa.
Daun kelapa, jiwa manis, si daun kelapa.
These modes are true world musics in that they include instruments and sounds adapted from distant modern cultures. In the case of Kroncong and its variation Langgam Jawa, the borrowed instruments include mandolin, guitar, cello, violin, and sometimes banjo. This easygoing sound is favored by a now aging generation of urban sophisticates who listen to it at gatherings where Kroncong functions as a kind of chamber music. What it sounds like to me, though, is a bizarre but fascinating far Pacific kind of country and western, with its sad voices, twanging sounds, and mournful delivery. The fancy Indonesian fans of Kroncong won't know if you use it to cry in your beer.
Ribu, anak lamang, jangan jiwa manis, anak lamang.
Perhaps Kroncong is woeful because it's nostalgic, and it does seem to be a popular style whose time is passing. Dangdut, on the other hand, is dynamic, constantly forward-looking, pushing the boundaries. In short, it's consciously hip. It's also the favorite music of the young Islamic population. Dangdut uses studio technology and high-tech instruments without shame as it combines rhythms and tones from New Wave rock, Middle Eastern pop, and Indian film music. Dangdut is thought of as wild stuff, and leading star Roma Irama tries to look very ferocious and leather-loving in his publicity photos on the CD cover.
Mencari teman memang mudah, apabila untuk teman suka mencari teman. Apabila untuk teman duka, banyak teman di meja makan, teman waktu kita jaya.
Of course, to music fans accustomed to Public Enemy and Slayer, Roma Irama sounds quite even-tempered, even sweet. But that's Western standards. In the very calm, chaste realm of Indonesian pop, Irama is a firebrand, something of a social activist and a passionate Islamic advocate. Here is a song which exhorts listeners to read their Quran.
Dari masa ke masa, manusia berkembang peradabannya. Hingga di mana-mana, manusia merubah wajah dunia. Gedung-gedung tinggi mencakar langit, nyaris menghiasi segala negeri. Bahkan teknologi di masa kini
sudah mencapai kawasan samawi.
Dangdut can sound like a puzzle at first, but after a while, the simple pop pleasure of listening to it settles in. Like working-class anthems anywhere, Dangdut has a core of forthrightness you can grow to treasure. It's a music of confidence and pride. Dangdut announces that such classy touches as synthesizers and elaborate studio arrangements are no longer the property of wealthy superpowers or even large continental countries. The song of the future is ready for whoever will take it.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He reviewed Indonesian popular music on the Smithsonian Folkways label.